Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the infamous blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Castos for more episodes.
Welcome to the recording of the Immune Boosters Nutrition class. My name is Emily Littlejohn. I'm the dietitian here at the Wellness Center in the Population Health Department. Let's get started. So the immune system defends and protects us from foreign and invading organisms. So it's really important to keep the immune system strong, especially as we enter into more of the flu season and colds are more prevalent. So signs you might have a weak immune system, you might have frequent infections or colds, more bacteria, sinus infections, or maybe you have to take two rounds or more of antibiotics every year. Maybe you feel constantly fatigued or even have tummy troubles like persistent gas, diarrhea, constipation. Maybe your wounds heal slowly or you have a high level of stress in your life. So some important keys for eating for immunity, for a strong immune system. We're going to go through all of these. Phytonutrients, probiotics, vitamin C and zinc, vitamin D, might be familiar with those, omega-3s, water, and then we'll talk about some other boosters to the immune system. So thinking about those phytonutrients, these are the antioxidants, they are anti-inflammatory properties in our food. So common ones that play a strong role in immune health are carotenoids. These are famous for their orange color, like pumpkins, sweet potatoes, carrots, even found in spinach and kale and tomatoes, but very beneficial to your immune health and also your eye health as well. Flavonoids, they are very protective against cancer, cardiovascular issues, and also contribute to healthy cell communication. These really work to detoxify the cells. They combat inflammation in our body and help reduce the risk of tumors from spreading. So these might be found in things like apples, ginger, green tea, coffee, onions, and even legumes. And then the glucosinolates. These help prevent cancer and eliminate toxins, so they detoxify as well. And these are found in cruciferous veggies. So think cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Those are all some really great sources. So trying to incorporate more of these foods into our diet weekly can help keep those antioxidants, anti-inflammatory properties strong, fighting against some of the inflammation in our body. Now, when it comes to probiotics or gut health in general, 70% of the immune system is found in the digestive tract. So the digestive system not only breaks down the food, but also helps protect from infection. So you actually produce, as you're digesting food, produce a small amount of vitamin K and some B vitamins that can't be consumed from food. Also produce chemicals that inactivate or kill some of the pathogens that we might consume or might be found in the GI tract. And so some studies have been found that probiotics or sources of probiotics have been found to provide 40% fewer colds and GI infections in a year. That's pretty good if you have prevalent sinus infections or colds, and also can lower and prevent the risk of C. diff and other antibiotic associated GI problems. So if you've ever been on antibiotics, you know that they kill all the bacteria in your gut and you can have major gut issues following the course of antibiotics. So it's important to consume probiotics so that you have that healthy gut lining as well. So your best sources are always eaten. You always want to eat them first so you absorb them better. So things like yogurt or kefir, kombucha, those are fermented beverages, sauerkraut, or other fermented foods provide that probiotic source. So your gut is a healthy barrier, or should be a healthy barrier. Defects in your gut lining can contribute to more inflammation and more of compromising your immune response. So causes that keep you from having a healthy barrier in your gut or can cause more inflammation. Eating a diet high in fat, high in sugar or carbohydrates, eating multiple or large amounts of fried food, junk food, things that just come from a package. Not only do these cause stress and inflammation in our body, but also external stress can interfere with a healthy gut lining, and then also antibiotics because they do kill all the bacteria, the good, bad, and the ugly. So vitamin C you might be familiar with as an immune-boosting vitamin. How it works is it neutralizes free radicals and toxins, and it's thought to increase white blood cell production, kind of the hero cells that help. And those sources are found in citrus fruit, broccoli, cabbage, sweet potato, spinach. And a great tip is always eat your vitamin C source rather than drink it. So you're going to get a lot more benefits if you eat your citrus fruit rather than drinking it. So a little true or false for you. If you get a cold, you should start taking vitamin C or eat more vitamin C foods. So this is kind of a catch-22 question. It is actually a false question or a false answer, because when you are already sick, you should go ahead or taking vitamin C does not shorten the span of your cold. So you should be taking that in advance to keep that immune system healthy and strong. However, with zinc, it fights current infections. So if you have a cold, start taking zinc, and that can shorten the term of your cold or infection as well. So the role of zinc, it helps keep the immune system strong. It's great for wound healing and supports growth. Your best sources of zinc are fish, poultry, eggs, grains and cereals you'll find zinc in. So you can see some of those pictures there, some of those sources of zinc, but mostly found in your animal meat and poultry. Vitamin D is super important for your immune system. So it is a hormone that is a building block that helps strengthen the immune system, promotes healthy brain and neuron function. Typically lower levels of vitamin D in individuals that have depression. So in the winter months, when the sun is not out as much, or you're not in the sun as much, levels of vitamin D are much lower and shorter. So, you know, a lot of times when in the winter months, when it's colder, we get sick a little bit more often. But some of your food sources will be fatty fish like salmon or albacore tuna, sardines, trout, mushrooms also have some vitamin D. Dairy and eggs will be fortified, or maybe taking a fish oil supplement might have some vitamin D in it to help it absorb. Also milk, orange juice and soy milk are fortified, but your very, very best absorption will be from the sunshine. So if you can get some sun every day, your body will use that vitamin D a lot more effectively. So if you do have vitamin D deficiency, you are more prone to infection. Those low vitamin D levels are associated with more risk for upper respiratory tract infections, the flu, allergies as well. And commonly, deficiency is very, very common. So most people who work indoors or don't get out very often usually have a vitamin D deficiency. So it is pretty common. And again, that vitamin D, getting enough vitamin D can improve your immune response, protect against infections, and also can improve your response to antiviral treatments as well. Omega-3s, they are your healthy fat. They are great anti-inflammatories, also reduce joint pain, aids with depression. DHA and EPA are fatty acids, part of that omega-3, that have been found to improve symptoms associated with depression. So incorporating these more frequently within your diet as well. So things like, again, your fatty fish, salmon, sardines, halibut, ground flaxseed or flaxseed oil, walnuts, olive oil, canola oils, those are great sources of omega-3s. So let's talk about some other immune boosters. So vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant, protects against free radicals, important for vision, reproduction, healthy blood, brain, and skin, but is also a key to your immune system. So it's better absorbed when you do consume it with fat. So some bonus sources there are your nuts and seeds, which are already a healthy fat, maybe some avocado, also a healthy fat, so you'll absorb that vitamin E a lot more frequently, and tomatoes and some other foods as well. Green tea is also another a great immune boosting beverage. So green and black tea have those flavonoids, those antioxidants that can enhance immune function and support your immune system. They do help stimulate and combat those viruses and aid in inflammation control as well. It's found to increase the number of regulatory T cells, which play a role in your immune function and suppress those autoimmune responses. And things like matcha green tea, which is finely ground green tea leaves, that's much stronger and has packs a lot more antioxidant punch as well. So if that's something you enjoy, that might be a great wintertime beverage to incorporate. Some additional immune boosters, garlic, ginger, cayenne pepper, turmeric, all of these help with anti-inflammatory, maybe anti-irritant or combat bacteria and viruses, and enhance your antibody responses as well. One little note with turmeric, if you do consume turmeric, it is much more easily absorbed in your body if you consume it with black pepper. All right, carbohydrates do play a role in your immune system. So I always say too much of anything is not a good thing, but eating or drinking too much sugar does suppress the immune system, and this can last a few hours after drinking a couple of sugary beverages or even just one. So you don't want to go no carbohydrates, because you still need some carbohydrates for a healthy immune system and healthy hormone function and the different processes in our body. However, choosing those lower glycemic carbohydrates, which means there's more fiber included in that source of carbohydrates. So things like vegetables, whole grains, beans, fruit, and lower fat dairy. And then just overall try and limit the beverages and foods that are higher in sugar so that immune system does stay strong. Quantity does play a role in your immune system as well. So the immune systems in the brain, the immune cells in the brain trigger overeating and weight gain in response to diets rich in fat. So the cells that are targeting inflammation and bacteria and viruses are used to help treat that overindulgence. So all in all, overeating and even undereating, so if you're undereating, you're likely not getting enough nutrients, do affect the immune system and keep it from being as strong as it could be. So tips there. Eat consistently and then eat mindfully if you find that overeating is often something that you do. So avoid distractions at mealtimes, whether it's TV, phone, or work. Try and set that time aside to eat. Ask yourself, maybe in between meals, if you find yourself being a frequent snacker, am I really hungry or am I actually thirsty? So try to drink maybe some water first. And see if you're actually really hungry for that snack or just kind of having a dip in energy. And then ask yourself, am I hungry or am I bored, emotional, tired, stressed? If there's an emotional shift, a lot of times we'll resort to food. So eating more mindfully can help prevent that overeating, which can lower that immune system as well. Water, super important. drinking that water first, like we said on the last slide. But really important to get enough water because it does help flush out the toxins that your immune system is fighting off. And it also is important to help blood and immune cells circulate properly throughout your body. So at least getting 64 ounces a day is recommended. Some other non-food boosters, I just love these. Laughter, if you've heard the saying, laughter is good medicine. It does release dopamine and other feel-good chemicals in your brain, which help to decrease stress, which we know stress is a major factor in a poor immune system, a poor immune function, and also good hygiene. So, of course, washing your hands regularly can help prevent infections as well. Lack of sleep is an immune buster for sure. So lack of sleep elevates those stress hormones, increases your inflammation. Also, I always say a poor or a tired decision is usually a poor decision. So usually we don't make the healthiest choices when we are tired because we want that quick energy. So again, that leads to more stress and more inflammation. And then at night when we're sleeping, that is when our body is kind of resetting and your immune system kind of resets for the next day. So really you want to aim for about 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night as you can. Exercise is another immune buster, so it can help boost your immune system. And also, in addition, it does improve your sleep, so that'll help as well. So try to incorporate 30 minutes a day, and that can be broken up into smaller amounts more frequently or all at once, but trying to get more movement in throughout the day. And then, of course, we have stress, which when your stress is elevated, those cortisol hormones are elevated and can lead to stress eating and also keep your immune system slow and poor. So find some ways to manage stressors for yourself. Slow down, meditate, find a non-food way to manage your stress that will support a healthy immune system. So just a little tidbit, usually when you feel sick or you have a sore throat or congestion, usually the sick food is chicken soup. So it can help relieve congestion, provides a little protein, some fluids and electrolytes. And that chicken and turkey has that B6, which helps with healthy new red blood cells. So that might be a reason we've always gone to chicken soup all of these years. When it comes to supplementing, I always recommend try and eat a balanced diet. Eat your nutrients from food first. Food first, always. Supplements just fill in the gaps where you cannot eat or don't eat certain things. So they're only meant to supplement a healthy diet, not replace. Or try to make a less healthy diet healthier. That's not usually how it works. So with any supplement, you do want to look for reputable brands. This Labdor website, and I think they also have an app, they grade or rank different supplements, things like fish oil, probiotics, protein, and multivitamins. So you can see exactly what's in your supplement that may not be exactly regulated. So that is a great source to check out. So just to wrap it all up, ways to boost your immune system, always incorporate more fruits and veggies for those phytonutrients, probiotics for a healthy gut, vitamin D, getting that sunshine, maybe incorporating some exercise there as well. And then omega-3s and water, so important for your immune system. So I hope you've learned something about how to boost your immune system today. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for listening. We're here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helped you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Casthost for more episodes.